posted Tuesday, August 28th, 2007, by Claire Guitarez on the Harpers.org website. This is the weekly news in review from killradio.org and from Harpers.org. I'm Bennett, your faithless host, and this is a summary of the week's news, the preceding week's news. Yesterday, Monday, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez resigned after years of being put down and being called a liar and, you know, George Bush's butt boy and all that. Gonzalez decided that it was time to go. Now I wonder, will Tony Snow go by Friday? Because it has to be before Labor Day. Meanwhile, the CIA's Inspector General released a report recommending that former CIA Director George Tenet and other senior officials be held accountable for failing to prepare for the threat of Al-Qaeda before the September 11 attacks. First off, there was no reference to Al-Qaeda before the September 11 attacks. Al-Qaeda was an organization that was created by Osama bin Laden as a funding operation, and it was started in the late 80s. It is not an international Islamic terrorist organization. It is not. Yes, it really exists, but calling it a terrorist organization or saying that Al-Qaeda was going to threaten us is just not true. In fact, we referred to the Taliban at the time of September 11th, okay? Despite the fact that the government had given the Taliban $53 million 4 months before. No, it was the Taliban that we were fighting, not Al-Qaeda. That's a new thing. Pay attention. And meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that it would close Talon, the database created after September 11th to monitor and store information about security threats and peace activists. Author and peace activist Grace Paley died. In a motion filed by the Justice Department, the Bush administration argued that the White House Office of Administration is not subject to the Freedom of Information Act, even though the office is listed as one of six presidential entries subject to FOIA on the White House website. So once again, the Bush administration denies that it's part of the government. The American Psychological Association ruled that many of the interrogation techniques used against detainees at U.S. facilities, including mock execution, simulated drowning, sexual and religious humiliation, stress positions, sleep deprivation, hooding, forced nakedness, exposure to extreme heat or cold, physical assault, and the use of mind-altering drugs are immoral. At the court-martial of Army Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Jordan, the only officer to be charged in the Abu Ghraib scandal, witnesses for the prosecution said that Jordan did not sign off on anything and that he had nothing to do with the interrogations and nothing to do with those detainees being abused. And then the prosecution rested its case. I guess they're learning from the Bush administration that if you just state something, people will think it might be true. Two humanitarian groups in Iraq announced that the surge, in quotes, in the number of American troops has led to a large increase in the number of Iraqis fleeing their homes, furthering the country's division into sectarian enclaves. And a new national intelligence estimate predicted that the Iraqi politicians would be unable to fix sectarian rifts anytime soon. Returning from a three-day trip to Iraq and Jordan, 3 days, that's all this guy needs, Senator Chairman of the Armed Services, Carl Levin, who is a Democrat from Michigan, declared the Iraqi government non-functional and recommended that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his cabinet be replaced. "We care for our people and our constitution," said Maliki, who was visiting Syria, "and can find friends elsewhere." The U.S. Justice Department released documents showing that Dr. Ayad Alawi, Maliki's chief opponent and the man most likely to replace him as prime minister, is paying the GOP firm Barber Griffith and Rogers $300,000 to lobby in his on his behalf. We need to get rid of lobbyists altogether. Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards dubbed himself the candidate for change, and the hip-hop magazine Vibe dubbed Barack Obama B-Rock. However, both Obama and Edwards, as well as Hillary Clinton, have all said that they would keep us in Iraq, so don't vote for them. They are not the people to run for president. We don't need more of the same. We need change. As part of President Bush's $15 billion anti-AIDS program, the United States will begin paying for African men to be circumcised. And researchers in Uganda said that washing the penis after sex increases the risk of HIV infection. Don't just finish and jump out of bed, advised Dr. Ronald Gray, co-author of the study. There ought to be a little time for post-coital cuddling. Bob Allen, the Florida state representative who was arrested in July after offering to fillet an undercover police officer, was stripped of his legislative committee appointments, but remained unfazed. I'm waiting, he said, for the politics to say it's okay to hug Bob Allen again. And they will. Yes. Patrick Leahy, the 67-year-old Democratic senator from Vermont, who, as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is pressing the Bush administration to turn over documents relating to its warrantless wiretapping program, revealed that he has a small part in the upcoming Batman movie and that he had to let his remaining hair grow out for the role. Researchers found that cornrows can cause permanent bald patches. What a surprise. Two bears at the Belgrade Zoo, Masha and Misha, spent the annual beer festival weekend feasting on a 23-year-old Serb who was discovered naked, dead, and half-eaten in their cage. Only an idiot, said the zoo director, would jump into a bear cage. Melting ice in the Arctic revealed previously unknown islands that have yet to be claimed. I guess there's a lot of oil up there, so there's a rush to claim those islands. And who can say that there's no global warming when the ice in the Arctic is melting and the ocean is appearing? Studies in the U.S. showed that one in four adults read no books last year. That white youths are happier than the youths of other races. And that senior citizens are enjoying an active and varied sex life that includes masturbation, vaginal intercourse, and oral sex. Yes, imagine being 85 years old and having sex with another 85-year-old. Oh, and like this one. After waiting 55 years for a Purple Heart, Niles Reed, a 75-year-old Korean War veteran and former Marine, received a form letter from Navy Personnel Command saying that the medal was out of stock, but suggesting that he buy his own. Vacationers aboard a Taiwanese airliner in Okinawa slid down escape chutes and spirited to safety moments before the plane exploded. I ran so hard, one passenger said. My sock tore. Scientists in England determined that Tyrannosaurus Rex would have been able to outrun a professional soccer player. 30 years after murdering six people, David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Killer, sent a letter to AM New York in which he apologized for his misdeeds. Isn't that nice? He's sorry for shooting people. And previously unpublished letters by that bitch Mother Teresa revealed that beginning in 1948 and continuing until the end of her life, that she was unable to sense the presence of God. I wonder why. repulsed, empty, no faith, no love, no zeal, she wrote. Heaven means nothing. Well, that's true, but why did the bitch have to go around and lie to people and collect money from some of the worst people on earth just to make more nunneries while not helping anybody? And she wanted to get the poor people to suffer. If you're sick, you have to suffer, because that makes you more special in my eyes, and I'm the one that counts, not Mother Teresa. And some people think that she was a saint? You sick puppies. Meanwhile, scientists found a very big hole in the universe. So if you want any links to any of these stories, go to the harpers.org website. I highly recommend that. This is the August 28th, 2007 Weekly News and Review. I'm Bennett, your faithless host from killradio.org. And that's it. I'm done. Go away. Don't bother me.